You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Firestarter Radio. This is Sinead, your host. Good to be back. It's been a while since I've had time to put together a show. So, hello. Good to see you, or good to talk to you again. I hope everybody had a good Yule. We had a nice day. We went to the beach and ate some good food, got some sun, played with some presents. So yeah, it was definitely good. Kyle built me a really awesome Fibonacci shelving unit. It's really awesome. It even has a little thing for me to hang my medals on, my jujitsu tournament medals, because they're kind of awkward. There's like nowhere to really put them. So I got those over there. I got my Ireland book from Amber up there displayed prominently, some artworks and pictures, and it just looks really nice. I love shelves. Kyle's really good at building shelves, so I make him build shelves everywhere because shelves just keep things organized and keeps things off of the floor, and they look really nice. They really warm up a room. So I also got more shelves in the bathroom to put towels on, so I'm very happy. Our son got probably his favorite present was this little cat carrier that it has obviously air holes, but it's in the shape of a backpack and it's a hard shell with a little plastic see-through dome that kind of pops out so the cat can put their head in there and look around. And oh, it's just so funny. He just wears the backpack around with one of our cats and she's just, you know, she likes it. She hops in. She enjoys her little ride around. We take her for walks. So yeah, we might make a trip to the park because we also got her a leash. He wants to try and take her out places. It's his favorite cat. So we tried the leash and she just ran out of it. So I don't think that will be happening, but maybe we can make a trip to the local park and he can walk around with her in the backpack. So he really liked that present. And yeah, it was just really nice to have some days off from all of this. I really enjoyed it. But I'm back now and I'm ready to go. So let's head over to my extremely disorganized notes and see what I've got for you all. Oh yes, Christian fashion and Nike holy water shoes. Yes, this is a new thing now, guys. Christian fashion. Yes, and I guess they were $3,000. 3G Jesus shoes filled with holy water sell out within minutes. Wow, I wonder if the pedo pope blessed the holy water or which pedo priest it was. Because, I mean, that's a pretty steep price. Brooklyn-based creative lab MSCHF, probably like mischief, is responsible for releasing the shoe, which is a pair of white Nike Air Max 97s, though the design is no way affiliated with Nike, that have been injected with holy water sourced from the Jordan River. The water, which is visible in the see-through sole, has some coloring added to enhance visibility. Oh yeah, I'm totally sure that they took it from this, river and not just the tap. You know, totally sure of that. The shoe's creator told Fox News. The kicks, succinctly called Jesus shoes, also feature the Bible verse Matthew 14:25, the passage describing Jesus walking on water, and a single blood drop to represent the blood of Christ. What? Whose blood is in the shoe? Why is it there? Does it have AIDS? Why? Whose blood is in there? And who the hell would want? Oh, who's here? Okay, sorry about that. The mail lady just was dropping off some mail. Yeah, there are some kids that live next door to us. Kids, like teenagers, they drive cars. But they always drive like absolute retards. And one of them crashed into all of our mailboxes. We have like a mailbox center where we, you know, everybody that's on our street goes and gets their mail. We don't have individual ones. So yeah, that was great. Kyle brought me out the other morning and he says, "Do you notice anything different?" And I couldn't. I'm like, "I don't know. Did you trim the branches of the tree? I don't know what you're talking about." And he's like, "Look, the mailboxes are completely gone." So yeah, it was one of the kids over there that freaking just crashed his car into it to the point of it needing to be completely removed. And then they're going to put in a new one. So yeah, don't drive like an idiot. Crash into mailboxes. Oh, kids these days, I tell ya. And sorry, guys, it wasn't a woman driver. You know, it wasn't. I love that argument that women are worse drivers. I mean, go look at the statistics, all right? Just saying, teenage boys do some dumb stuff. So do girls, but I knew some dudes that drove like absolute retards. And I shouldn't have even been in the car with them. But anyways, back to the Jesus shoes. Okay, so check this out. They even have frankincense-scented insoles. Crucifix threaded through laces, a red sole, which references the red shoes traditionally worn by past popes. Yeah, these look really cool. They look really, really great. So get yourself a pair of these. Oh, wait, sorry, they sold out. So, you know, sorry to break the bad news, but the Holy Water shoes have been sold out. They remind me of some kind of cult shoe, like the, what was the cult? Heaven's Gate, that wore the Nike, all the same color Nike shoes. Kind of reminds me of that. I'll never forget, when I was working in Times Square at B.B. King's Blues Club, I would get off the subway and have to walk by the Nike store to get to my job. And they would have people, most of them black, because they take this stuff really seriously. Shoes are like a real big deal to them. They would camp out overnight outside of the store and have like tents set up and all these chairs. And they would just be like waiting all night to line up to get a new pair of Nikes that were probably made by some slaves in Indonesia or something. And yeah, it's retarded. So that's it for your fashion news. Okay, the show that I did, the Fired Up that I did on the whole Waco Wacko PSYOP, in my opinion, it was completely fake, and David Koresh and all of this being some scripted government psychological operation, it definitely struck a chord with some entities. I don't know if it's the feds listening or if it's just Jews. I don't really know. But they just came in with their thumbs down brigade, and they were thumbs down in every comment that, you know, even questioned this real event. And I'm wondering, I don't know, who could it be? Maybe it's the siege tards that this is a religious event to them, and it's like the whole basis for their belief system. And I don't know, but I just found that really interesting. Nothing was refuted. They didn't try to even shill for the official story, just thumbs down. So we're doing a good job pissing somebody off, guys, questioning that event, because it's fake as hell, if you ask me. All right, and I just wanted to now move on and get to a little bit of a refresher on a topic that some of you might have heard in the past or some of you might have never heard of, but I've noticed that it's resurfacing, at least this Jew, who I'll get into in a moment, is being promoted by fags like Millennial Woes, Black Pigeon Speaks. And this character that I'm talking about is Mencius Mold Bug. Yes, that is its name. And it literally looks like a mold bug. The name is super fitting. So it's a genocidal Jew, surprise, surprise. And I just want to read you a little article that was written in 2016, but is still extremely relevant. And you will probably be hearing more about the neo-reactionary movement, because it's definitely tied into the alt-right and to fags and to transhumanism. So it's just a lot of retardation going on at once. It's kind of hard to comprehend. But here we go. I'm just going to read this brief article here, read some quotes from Mencius Moldbug. And yes, these people are being promoted by the alt-right, or what are they calling themselves now? The patriotic right or something? They're just commies. Okay. This was by Roger Mace. The Jews who pull the strings behind the New York-based conspiratorial organization Neo Reaction haven't ceased from their diabolical, genocide-obsessed scheme to replace our Aryan families, friends, and colleagues with Afro-Asiatic sewage headed by a cabal of Jews, Mishlings, Mongoloids, and Hapas. They will never, not in 10,000 years, tire of advocating, propagandizing, and at the same time inconspicuously plotting to materialize the Vernichtung of our race, because the annihilation of biological Aryan life is inscribed into their DNA. For as long as Jewish DNA circulates on the face of this earth, the specter of Aryan genocide will not vanish. Previous articles on this website have ventured to expound on the catastrophic and end times apocalyptic tilt of neo-reaction, which aims to institute the eternal subjugation by steel shackles, or is it shekels? of all life forms, base as well as evolved, to Judaism, the metaphysical creed and blood ethnicity of the Demiurge himself. However, in my mind, not nearly enough research has been undertaken to delineate just how far-reaching this conspiracy to extirpate us is. It is as insidious as it is comprehensive, and as someone who's been systematically gathering all materials available on this machination for the past 6 years, it is my obligation, privilege, and honor to expose these anthropomorphized demons for exactly what they are, and pretty it isn't. These bloodthirsty demons call inhumans clad in human skin may attempt to muddy the waters by issuing disingenuous denials, but everyone with 5% of a brain can see through this blatant, audacious chicanery. Let's go over some Jews, cryptos, cyanime, and other unsavory, detestable mucus that comprise this intrigue. Who's running the show? Spoiler, Jews. Mencius Moldbug, a.k.a. Curtis with Jews You Win Yarvin, a nefarious Jew, ardent supporter of the borderless illegal terrorist Zionist occupation regime, which according to various estimates has obliterated as many as 2,580,000 indigenous Palestinians throughout much of the 20th century, has argued vehemently that American foreign policy is under the tight grip of the Palestinian lobby. Seriously, child murderer? That's your argument? An Aryan people must, by all means, establish another murderous Holocaust-committing Jew state, this time on U.S. soil. No kidding. Here is a quote from this Jew. The road to the new state is long, 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 and we have barely started down it. But we know one thing, the new state will be a Jew state. Oh, isn't that nice? He is hideous, extremely ugly, on the inside and out. These are Curtis Yarvin, or Mencius Moldbug's, actual, literal words. What this wicked mass butcher of innocent Palestinians supports in the Middle East, he supports tenfold in America. Enjoy the raindrops of white phosphorus, whitey. Besides arguing that Aryans should be exterminated as ruthlessly as the Palestinians have, Moishe Moldbug has requested USG to install 1,000 years, at minimum, a brutal dictatorship of yarmulke-capped extraterrestrial named Fnargle. Oh my god. He devised to manipulate Fnargle into eviscerating whoever doesn't abide by his Luciferian will. Fortunately, even the Jew-run CIA realized this is too soon. Not to mention this masterpiece of NRX scheming, little Moishe ejaculates venom at the thought of locking your kind Aryan grandmother inside a virtual reality pod against her will because he can't extract no more shekels from her. All right, we've also got Carl F. Botel, unsurprisingly another vile Jew parasite, who has written several popular articles on various alt-right blogs claiming the Jews are not just white people par excellence. Rather, Jews are in fact the most Aryan ethnicity of all. See this picture of Moishe Meshekels Moldbug above this paragraph? That's the most authentically European feed cultivating the quintessential values of the Occident, according to this dishonest rat-faced Khazaro Oriental trickster from Muspelheim. But we're just getting started. Carl Bietel Botel has attempted to infiltrate Stormfront. Okay, I'd say there's no such thing as infiltrating Stormfront because it's an enemy outlet. So, you know, that's just my two cents there, but moving on. Where he advertised several of his ostensibly pro-white articles, ostensibly because he consistently omitted the Jew from his analyses, which renders his verbiage utterly irrelevant. Only to unleash the genie from its bottle, Botel, by revealing himself as a scion of Ashkenaz, fan of Talmudic pedophilic literature, and fluent Yiddish speaker. Kind of like Pat Little, huh? He speaks Yiddish. Needless to say, the retard tier subterfuge has backfired horribly, and he was instantly banned from the website. If you listen really intently, you can still hear his hissing, sobbing, echoing through the night as he contemplates this 2007 affair. A few years ago, the Judaic Hellspawn approvingly quoted the following garbage. Lovecraft is well aware that a large amount of the race stock included within the nominal bounds of Jewry is excellent and quite assimilable by a Nordic majority. Consider those keen, gray-eyed, white-skinned German Jews like the first August Belmont or ascetic Portuguese Jewish types, like those whose blood has already tinctured to a great extent the body of the Spanish people. Duplicitous Carlstein wishes to contaminate pure Aryans blessed by Providence with magnificent Nordic physical slash mental features with his own rotten, pernicious genes. Ever a death fetishist, this Jew has called on the Israelis, the most vampiric, genocidal land thieves in the world, to elect as prime minister one Moshe Feiglin, most likely a close relative of Carl. Jewish nepotism is heritable after all. A vermin who has vowed publicly to uproot the heck out of every single Gentile in the Middle East. Anti-democracy activist. Gee, is there another Anglo-Zionist swamp leech at the helm of the NRX movement? Indeed, there is. Antidem unconvincingly contends that he is merely 25% Jude, which in itself ought to disqualify him from residing within the same universe as us Aryans, but his shrill nasal voice, as reflected in the many podcasts he participated in, betrays full, total Hebraic extraction on his part. Antidem has taken Judeo-perversion to a whole new level, calling for all men to refrain from any contact with women, the MGTOW plan, and instead enter romantic relationships with anime figurines. This is the alt-right for you guys. NRX is just one little arm of the alt-kike. It's alt-kike. It's just Jude to the core. So, I mean, there's more Jews involved in this movement. I don't really want to get into any more because I'm just getting bored. But, yeah. So that's a little intro to the NRX movement. If you want to know more, go read this article. Looking back on the author's bio, it seems pretty, I don't know. Like, listen to this. A staunch National Socialist bent on disinfecting the extreme right. So he's identifying as the extreme right, right? Using the Moon Man profile image. And then, you know, global white supremacy is indispensable if the white race is to attain its Faustian potential. I just think that sounds kind of, like, provocateurish. You know, I've said it myself in the past, just kind of playing with the words, like, yeah, I am a white supremacist. I think whites are the best. What's the problem with that? It's like having a sports team. Why can't you say we're the best team? You know, I was kind of just playing with that idea, but I know that it just plays into their hand if you identify as a white supremacist, because that's not what we are. A supremacist is different than just loving your race. So that's why I don't use that word or phrase. As well as I hate identifying as a white nationalist because I'm automatically going to get grouped in with all these psychos. All right, I wrote down John Humanity because Kyle and I keep remembering all these individuals that we forgot to mention during all our whole life story slash renegade broadcasting history, renegade life story. And John Humanity was this really gay sounding guy who I gave the benefit of the doubt to at first because I thought, all right, some people are just, you know, damaged. They might be autistic. They have weird sounding voices and his information is pretty compelling. But then I started to see his agenda. He was obviously a faggot who hated women, was blaming women for everything, blah, blah, blah. But who brought him on but John Smith, your pal, who also went by Batman for a while there, John Smith, and that's absolutely not his real name. So, yeah, I've had this guy in my house. So now we're talking about John Smith, because John Humanity, whatever, you know, he finally showed his true colors, but this John Smith guy, of course, he approached us, oh, I want to help out, and his really low energy, boring shows did not help out, but, you know, we thought, all right, someone wants to do something, that's cool. He seemed to hyper focus on the Clintons all the time, never really brought up Trump. We thought maybe he was just not really with the times, and oh, maybe he just doesn't understand it yet. But now I see that he was full of shit from the start. And something really creepy about this, and it's making me sick to my stomach because I've had this man in my house. He sat at my kitchen table and had dinner with my family. What makes me really sick is when we first met him, he had mentioned, like, knowing that Jewess, or, like, from his youth, you know, because he used to be really into bands and concerts and everything, knowing that Jewess from the band Heavy Breathing. And Heavy Breathing, if you don't know the band, they're some really creepy Jewish child sacrifice themed band, basically. Now, you might not know it if you didn't know the symbols, but they have the pedo spiral in one of their music videos. And he just mentioned, yeah, you know, I've met her before. And I was freaked out at first, but then my, you know,
my logical brain said, no, you know, you've met bad people in the past. It doesn't mean that you are on the same side as them. You probably didn't know what heavy breathing was all about until this whole Pizzagate thing. But now I really frickin' wonder, seeing as how all these people seem to join up after they either leave Renegade or we tell them to get the hell out because they're shady. With John, it was basically that Kyle removed his chat room admin privileges because he was just banning everybody for no frickin' reason. And so we just removed those privileges and he was just done. I don't even think he ever talked to us ever again, which is fantastic. Please don't. But I found it really interesting how John always wanted his comment section shut down. He didn't like any criticism. He didn't like any comments about his show whatsoever. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And now it seems that he is part of the whole Revision Media crew. Now, the Revision Media crew is literally a bunch of pedo defenders. They have T-Matt on. T-Matt is a lawyer who went out of his way to defend a child sexual abuser, was saying, don't harass this man. He's done his time. He said he's sorry. And T-Matt is open about his support of this child sexual abuser, of this child rapist. And who did... Richard didn't care. John Smith obviously didn't care. Raleigh didn't care. What is up with Raleigh and all those kids? Are they all his children? I don't know. There's something very strange going on with these groups, and I feel like there's some kind of weird, sick pedo cult. It's very odd. Why would all of these people who are apparently fathers and apparently people that care about the truth, why would they not care that T-Matt is being welcomed onto their network? This man who is known for being a child rapist lawyer. Come on, you guys. There should be zero tolerance for that shit. That's disgusting. And you're basically complicit in child abuse. In my opinion, you are. That you have no standards. That, oh, it's okay, pedo lawyer. Come on. Yeah, you talk about vaccines and stuff, so it's cool. We'll let it slide. And it's not just that. It's the defense of Zen Gardner. It's the associating with David Icke and this crew and Max Egan and all these shills. Ole Domegaard. There's some real insidious stuff going on and just disgusts me. So you watch, you'll see. I can see Revision Media starting to team up with, you know, TCTA and that crowd. And speaking of pedo vibes, I found an image from one of the chats in WTFR where I guess Tabitha was talking about the word pussy on her show because, you know, she's a freaking Jewish, she's a yenta, she has to obsess over the vagina, like with her cunt mug and clit rings and all that, which she has taken down, by the way. I should have gotten a screenshot. But Sean then says something to the effect of, I actually used that term with my daughter, even though I don't use it with adults. I used it with my little daughter when I was teaching her how to wipe her front bottom. What? He was calling his little, who's not even his daughter, this girl from another, it's not related to him whatsoever, but apparently he's teaching it about its private parts, calling it a pussy. That's absolutely, like, my heart is beating so fast, it makes me so disgusted. And why is this girl not being toilet trained by her mother? Why is Sean Surplus there telling her to wipe her P-U-S-S-Y? Like, that is absolutely disgusting. There's something real sick going on with these people. And they can, they can call me a crazy bitch and, oh, she's just making stuff up. No, we've got some real weird stuff going on here. And it makes me sick to my stomach. Makes me sick to my stomach. So just wanted to mention that, John Smith's knowing the heavy breathing lady, John Smith now being part of the T-Mat network with Richard, who is, you know, tied to Ole Domegaard, Zen Gardner, and just makes me really anxious and sick that I might have been, I mean, we're being targeted by like pedo cults. It's really freaking creepy. Okay, so, yeah, that's that. Moving on, FedIce recently had on this Jew from Russia Insider, just showing that they're Knott's Bulls even more. The Knott's Bulls are definitely taking off their masks now, like coming out and saying straight up, Viva la Knott's Bull. You had Andrew Anglin recently coming out with an article, Knott's Bull Rising, and just gushing over the wonderful commies in Sweden or wherever it was, saying how these communist countries had such nationalistic principles and family values, and oh, things were so much better for white people under communism. They're taking off their masks. They're showing what they really are. I mean, with England, it's been obvious from the start, but FedEx is starting to take off their mask as well. And apparently Lana's pregnant too with her second child. You know, what I want to know is, why aren't these trad wives, you know, showing off their baby bumps? That critical condition girl does. She shows off her baby bumps. So, like, I give her 10 trad points because I can at least say most likely that's a real pregnancy. But with Lana, why hasn't she ever showed off her little baby bump? Well, because she probably is using a surrogate, in my opinion. That woman has never been pregnant. Your face changes when you're pregnant. Even when you're sitting at a desk, you can see a baby bump. Like, when I was in my third trimester, I could literally rest a plate on my stomach. My stomach was huge, and I'm not a big person, but you could clearly see when I was sitting that I was extremely pregnant. I was very pregnant. I felt like a beached whale. just in the last couple weeks, it wasn't that bad. But yeah, you could definitely tell. So anyways, FedEx had on this Jew from Russia Insider. Now, I find it interesting that they don't have the interview on their BitChute, probably so people can't comment on it. But I find that very interesting. Ooh, but they do have the Yule stream, and I love it. It's Lana and Henrik in ugly Christmas sweaters together, just looking like so pro-white, so not communists, you guys. They are not military intelligence. Look, they're just normal. They're a normal couple wearing ugly sweaters together, you know, doing white people Christmas stuff. Okay, did they take it down? I went to redice.tv because I had even commented. They still had discuss comments on their shows on their website. So I was able to comment, like, thanks for showing how freaking Knotsbull you guys are. But I'm not even seeing the show anymore. Did they take it down because they got too much crap? Their handlers are like, all right, that was too soon. Too soon. We got to butter them up a little bit more before we go full Jew. But yeah, where is it? Because I don't see it on their site. Gotta love their old frickin' news articles from like April. And yeah, people are paying for this. They don't even upload new articles. Kyle's uploading new articles like every day for free. Okay, my bad. I guess I looked at an old show because someone had linked it. It was from 2018. So I guess, you know, they showed their true colors a long time ago. But I wanted to look into this this Jew from Russia. Was it Russian Insider? Russia? I don't know. Chabad, basically. I want to look into him a little bit deeper. So all over the internet, he's called an anti-Semite. Oh, he's so dangerous for the Jews. But let's look at Russia Insider. Oh, we have a whole Alexander Dugin section. Nice. Oh, and they're using Lauren Southern's cosplay pictures for this, so I think that's really awesome. Okay, this one has Lauren Southern in her cosplay stuff. Alexander Dugin interview with alt-light fake blonde Lauren Southern. Wow, this is really, like, edgy because he's criticizing Lauren Southern, you guys. That's cool. Putin is surrounded by liberals in interview with Alexander Dugin. Alexander Dugin, the American dragon, is wounded. A bunch of pro-Alexander Dugin stuff. So, yeah, such a freaking anti-Semite, right? Cue the picture with Dugin and all the rabbis at that little Kabbalistic meeting that they had. Yeah, just cue that picture, please, while we say this. Totally anti-Semitic, hanging out with Jews, wanting to genocide whites and Ukrainian whites and, you know. Yeah, total shitlord. So, yeah, I mean, not surprising at all, but just some more Knotsbull news for you. Okay, so this thing that I saw recently that I thought I would tell you guys about, apparently it's happening here in Florida, a new tactic that sex traffickers are using to kidnap people. Apparently what they do, and I guess they do this on roads that aren't very busy, is like they'll stage a car accident and someone will be laying in the road, so most people with a heart will try to help or will get out and at least investigate the situation to see, is this person alive? Do I need to call 911? You know, they can't like get around the body. So then I guess upon getting out of the car and inspecting the situation, a bunch of people rush the person and throw them in a car and then they are captured. So just wanted to put that out there because you never know. They're always doing crazy scams and ways to kidnap people. And you might think, oh, you know, it's very rare that someone will just be picked up off the street. No, it's not at all. I heard from someone that I know over the internet that they basically were leaving an area at night and someone came up behind and tried to put like a cloth, which probably had chloroform or some kind of substance on it that would make the person pass out, tried to put it over her face, but she trains jiu-jitsu, so she at least was able to like try and, you know, move in a certain way to get the person off of her face. And then she started screaming fire because apparently, and I've heard this too, that when you scream help, people don't respond as much as if you say fire. It's true. I mean, this goes back to the whole bystander effect and this case of a woman in New York City who was being like raped and murdered in an alleyway, and people could hear her cries for help and no one did anything because they assumed someone else had done something. That's bystander effect. So this does happen a lot. And, I was taught to yell fire. So luckily this person is okay, but it can happen to anybody. That's why you need to be hyper aware at all times, especially when you're doing things like pumping gas, going to an ATM, getting in and out of a parking lot. You need to pay attention, not just at this time of the year, but all times of the year and all times of the day. Sadly, we live in a world where we have to watch our backs constantly, especially if you're a white woman. So don't wait until the new year to start taking your self-defense seriously. Please start doing something to prepare. If not to learn how to do cool moves and everything, just learn how to prepare your body not to freeze when something is threatening your life. Okay? It's called like a muscle memory or desensitization. Get yourself used to the feeling of being able to think under extremely stressful situations and not freeze. So that's it for that. Oh, now next up, Fat Knee Rebloated is giving sex ed now. And I think this is wonderful. I always want to hear about healthy sexuality from a woman who complains that I have no tit. Just, I guess I only have one boob now. So I have no tit and no ass. The way that she talks reminds me of those creepy Indian guys that will like message you on Facebook and ask for pics of Bob and Vagine. Show Bob, show Vagine. That's what she reminds me of. No tit, no ass. And just the way that someone like that speaks about a woman's body, it's so vulgar and pornographic and unfeminine. I mean, that's how I would imagine maybe like an 18-year-old college frat boy to talk about a girl. And they're not all like that, but it's just absolutely disgusting. But I really think that her and Tabitha would do great work together because where's this wonderful comment I saw on her bit shoot? It's about the sex ed that she's, you know, going to be giving. It was something like, are you going to teach how to give blowjobs? Because I really need some assistance. And she had, you know, hearted the comment like, oh, yeah, I like that. That's cool. Yeah, that's going to be great. So I could really see some great sex ed seminars coming from Tabitha and Daphne. And I found it very interesting that Fatney came into the comments to defend the honor of Tabitha. Tabitha wasn't even mentioned on the show that I did, that she came into the comments about. But she came in using her fecal references. Yes, always classy coming from Fatney. Then went on to talk about how I have no tit and ass and just a bunch of other vulgar stuff. It was really nice. So if you want to go say hello to her, I think Kyle banned her now. But Fats was in the comment section of the Krampus show. So, you know, if you want to go say hi to the queen of fat, go right ahead and do that. But I'm just really looking forward to the future of Fatney and Tabitha together. It's going to be a bacon grease clit ring blowjob filled time. It's going to be really great. So looking forward to that. Oh, and according to her, she's also written two books about circumcision. So go out and get those because that's totally real. She's not a compulsive liar. All right, moving on. This incessant goy is now threatening my family. He's going to like have bad things happen to my family because I found out that he has a Jewish cousin who's like a film director and makes a bunch of pro-Jewish films and also is tied to Pima County. And if you remember, if you can keep track of all of the psyops that have happened in the past 20 years. Well, I'd say 10 for this one, but the Gabby Giffords fake shooting, which Incessant Jew insists was real. And I think he even mentioned that he's met Gabby Giffords. So I just find that very interesting. Just more circumstantial evidence that these people are literally Jews. I mean, you could just look at Incessant Goy NHT and say, yeah, those are Jews. But he got very, very angry that I found out what his real name is. And everybody has the right to know what these people's names are. You know, you want to be a leader of some anti-Jew movement. People have the right to know who the hell you are. That's why people have the right to know who the hell I am. If I'm out here saying these things and doing these things and speaking on behalf of other people, they have the right to know. So I just found that very interesting. It seems that they're a little bit afraid of what we'll find. So, no, you disgusting, ugly Jew. We aren't like your people. We don't go harassing your family members. You do that. You literally had this man fired from his job. That's what this man is stating, who discovered who your Jewish aunt is, your Jewish relatives, your little Grinders running club. Yeah, right. Grinders running. Sure it is, buddy. So yeah, I just found that very obvious that he's a disgusting Jew threatening my family. We don't have to do anything to your family. The reason you have to threaten my family is because you don't want to get caught. You don't want to be outed. So that's that. Oh, also he's claiming, and I guess he apparently is a vegan, but it's only okay for him to be a vegan because he's like part Black, and white people can't handle veganism. So I'm like a militant vegan. Yeah, I'm a militant vegan coming from a guy that's saying he's a vegan. It makes a ton of sense. And it's extremely logical. He even asked, why do you think all the ex-vegans are white? Sorry, I think most of them are Jews. That little Elise, little troll, I think she's like 4 feet tall. That's a Yenta. That's a Yenta with dyed blonde hair. Not fooling anybody, you guys. So that's my little update for that. All right, so next up, I want to tell you about this awesome Satanist guy that I found online that you can pay for him to, like, put curses on people. And it just really reminded me of Augustus Sol Invictus. It's this type of dude. Oh, and real quick tangent. On my Heathen Herbs account on Instagram, I really don't do much commenting because I don't want it to get taken down. It's like the last little social media thing that I have for my business. But I had just left the Aleister Crowley child sacrifice quote on Augustus Sol Invictus's Instagram upload, you know, with his hashtag Thelema and all that. And this one of his fellow Satanist guys like came and liked it. Like, yeah, that's cool. I'm just thinking, oh my God, these people are such psychos. I was leaving that quote to show how psycho you guys are. And he's just like, ooh, I like that child sacrifice quote. That's awesome. But okay, so this is how you all can learn how to become a living God. So let's get into it. Let's learn how to be living gods. You guys ready? Let's do this. Hail Satan.
You're about to learn secrets that most people will never know about godlike power.
What is he doing? Why does he have his shirt off? Don't wear your shirt off. Wait, he's cutting himself. Wait, he's cutting himself with a knife.
To be completely honest, I don't like merch.
I don't like merch. And then he literally has all this merch. Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. Baal, the ruler. Lucifuge, the Lord of Packs. This reminds me of this dumb t-shirt company that I see at local farmers markets. It's like Leviathan or something. And it's a bunch of Satanist inspired t-shirts. And why do all these Satanists look like carbon copies of each other? They all have like a like greasy gelled hair, like really creepy looking eyes. They always wear black. And they always have a greasy look about them. Like they're covered in sweat or grease or I don't know, maybe it's the sweat from their last sacrifice and they haven't like showered yet. I don't know, but yeah, this guy hates merch but sells about 6 million different t-shirts. Okay, so the name of this channel is EA Coetting. All right, let's go back to some more of EA Coetting telling us how we can become gods.
Secrets that took me nearly 20 years to discover. Hi, I'm EA Coetting. I have some important questions for you, so please be honest with yourself as you answer them. Would you like to awaken your clairvoyance So that you can scry directly into the astral plane? See and communicate with spirits?
Yes.
And even receive visions of future events before they happen?
100%.
If you answer yes, then I have great news for you.
Yes! I am so excited. Here, I want to hear more.
All right, there's a clip of him in the desert, like inside some kind of, I don't know, like magical circle. And I don't know what he's doing. He's just...
I was just following the call.
He's got a sword. What? Now he's got the sword pointed at the sky.
So yeah, even if you look into this guy, you see that he has a criminal record. I'll just read to you here. The Washington County Drug Task Force arrested two St. George roommates on a variety of drug-related charges Friday evening after stopping their vehicle in the Bloomington area. 33 face identical charges, 5 third-degree felony counts for possession of drugs, 1 third-degree felony count of being restricted possessors of a firearm, and a misdemeanor count each for possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. There's this really great tutorial about how you can milk gold from Lucifer's tit. You know, so if you're into that, you can learn that. But you gotta pay him, though. That's the thing. Gotta pay him. You can even hire him if you don't want to take the courses to learn how to do the rituals. You can hire him to do a ritual for you for the bargain price of $1,599. You know, that's a steal because it originally was $2,499. So it's on sale. You can there's a payment plan, too. You know, you could even do that if you can't pay it all at once. So I just wanted to say I'm going to be starting my own. Just kidding. I'm starting my own ritual business. So yeah, just send me $2,000 and I'll like do a ritual for you, and you know your life will be better and stuff. So just sign up today, please. Heathenmagic.com. All right, but he's going to tell us more about how he can do rituals for us. So, you know, if I'm going to put that much money down, I want to know what's in it for me. Yay, co-edding.
You can hire me to perform a customized ritual for you. I've devoted my life to practical black magic. I've learned countless spells.
Pretty sure he's wearing eyeliner. I think they all do. I think that's like a Satanist thing.
That have been proven to work time after time. And I've made alliances with supernatural forces that can bend reality at their will.
This is from, I guess, his forum. I am planning to offer someone as a human sacrifice to a certain deity. It goes without saying that I am not planning to behead her physically. Most likely going to throw a curse on whatever happens after that, whatever quantity of blood spills. It is for the deity. So the question is how to do it. I am not very good at communicating with spirits. So any suggestions? Thanks in advance. Another one from his forum, or, you know, people just asking him questions. So my stepdaughter just started sixth grade and is doing okay in school, but there are some kids she says that laugh and make fun of her, disrespect her. I thought about a curse that could be put on them. Nothing too harmful, but something that would teach them to be more respectful or fearful of her. Maybe it's not a curse that I'm looking for, but more of a hard life lesson these evil little brats need to be taught. Or maybe just a hard lesson in compassion or love. What would you suggest? That's great. So yeah, that's it for the YouTube Satanist guy who's making a lot of money, you know, putting spells on people. So, you know, if you're struggling financially, I've got an idea for you. Just start a business like this. Oh God, it's ridiculous. Okay, so next up, I wanted to talk about a story that Kyle pointed me towards. It should be on the Tribune. It just further shows how this whole MMA world and at the top of like the whole Brazilian jiu-jitsu thing, not all, but a lot of it is completely corrupt and it's organized crime and it's tied to the president. It's not good. Now, does this mean that the sport is inherently evil or bad or you shouldn't do it? No, not in my opinion. I think we need to take control of it and to have good people out there you know, knowing these skills and representing these sports, these athletic endeavors. But I'm just going to play you a clip here. If you're not familiar with the UFC and the whole fight world, basically there's this fighter, Colby Covington, who's very good. And he's basically taken on a character of a Trump guy. He's not even white, but people are probably going to paint him as a white supremacist Nazi guy. So he wears the Trump hat everywhere, and he actually got into the White House. So let's hear this little clip here. And Jorge Masvidal is like one of the top fighters right now. So he comes from a place called American Top Team, which is in Coconut Creek, Florida. And it's the premier team and training camp in all of MMA. It's the top one. It has produced people like Yoel Romero, Jorge Masvidal, Amanda Nunes, and Colby Covington, as well as many, many more fighters. Little is known about its founder, Dan Lambert. In fact, Dan Lambert has no Wikipedia page, and information on the source of his vast wealth is slim to none, which is pretty strange, right? So American Top Team fighter Colby Chaos Covington, so he goes by Colby Chaos Covington, even went to the White House and met with President Donald Trump. How did he get there? Well, let's find out. There he is. He's got his belt. Trump's holding the belt, and yeah. Okay, so we're going to listen to the following clip from American Top Team member Jorge Masvidal, and he's going to reveal the reason why Covington was able to obtain a meeting with Trump.
We know one guy that's been to the White House, which is your former teammate, Colby Covington.
He begged to go to the White House.
He begged. So he begged Dana White, right?
He begged Dana White. He begged Dan Lambert. Dan Lambert called his Skull and Bones brother and made it happen. Mr. Trump invited me because he saw what a bad motherfucker I am. So a huge difference between us.
Okay, so this seems to explain why Dan Lambert's history and background appear to be shrouded in secrecy. Skull and Bones, obviously, you know, we all know it's a conduit into the CIA and, you know, has a bunch of powerful people involved. So that's interesting. Apparently, Coconut Creek, Florida is a hotbed of CIA activity, including drug smuggling involving Brazilians and Cubans. Now, remember, What was it? The IBJJF, right? I was getting into how their founders were involved in drug trafficking, at least the original owners of the IBJJF, how they're scamming athletes, how they're making a ton of money. They don't even have a number you can call them at. They don't even have like an office, a location, a physical address. It's very, very shady. And like I've said, the whole Brazilian jiu-jitsu thing was a way to bring a lot of Brazilians into this country as well, because they get visas if they're professors. Not saying all Brazilian jiu-jitsu teachers are like drug runners or involved with the CIA, but, you know, it's not like this sport is untouched. It's all, everything is corrupt. So you just got to shine a light on it and not get involved with that. But I wonder if Jorge Masvidal said a little too much there. I don't know. All right, now I wanted to talk about Trump and the Space Force. I think that's very interesting. Apparently, Trump just passed a $738 billion bill for the new U.S. Space Force. And Anthony was bringing up some interesting points about this whole, you know, Project Bluebeam stuff and how they can basically create holograms in the sky. They can fake certain things like Jesus coming back or, you know, alien invasions and these things. So I don't know. It's getting pretty weird, but could whatever they're spraying up there have something to do with, you know, Project Bluebeam? I don't know. It's strange, but the Space Force would be needed to paint the picture that, you know, Trump has saved the day from the evil aliens or whatever it could be. And it's just, it's interesting, or it could all just be a distraction and they're just siphoning more money into a program that doesn't do what it says it does, like NASA. I don't know, but it's interesting. I think we should pay more attention to it as well. Interesting timing, too, with the whole Star Wars thing coming out and then this Space Force being ramped up. I don't know. I don't think it's an accident. And the whole Star Wars thing, oh my God, Kyle tried to explain it to me and I can't even understand it. I don't understand why it's not in chronological order.
I understand that it's basically an inversion because the Jedis who wear white and are seen as the good guys are actually not good guys. And the whole Jedi program is actually pretty similar to, say, monks or, you know, like churches, how they molest the boys. They take them away from their mothers. They train them. They put them in awful situations, traumatize them. And they have to fight for, you know, whomever. I don't even know who the Jedis fight for, or like the Force. I don't know. I don't understand Star Wars. I just don't get it. But that part I do understand, that it's an inversion, and it could be representing the, you know, the Empire could be representing the Germans of National Socialist Germany. So I don't know. It's interesting, but I will never really comprehend Star Wars or the people that are obsessed with it or the people that still go to the movies. We had some guy that comments on the Tribune very frequently talking about how he went to see it. And I'm just, I do not understand why you would give your money to Peto Wood to go be mind controlled in a dark room. It just, it's beyond me, but whatever. All right, in other news, based Saudi Arabia is now they're throwing raves, and they're having like all these big electronic music producers like Tiësto and all these others come over to throw big giant raves over there, but the women still have their hijabs on. It's just a very strange sight to see. Very weird. But yeah, Saudi Arabia is awesome now because, you know, they're letting women have freedom, like the freedom to go to a rave. I mean, isn't that great? How wonderful. Okay, switching topics again. I want to bring up the theory that Mother Teresa is a man. Not only just a man, but an evil freaking gremlin. Okay? I like 99% think that this is a dude. Regardless, it was an evil person that was basically harvesting human suffering under the guise that she was healing all these poor people. Everyone thought she was so wonderful. And look at the little colors that she wears. These are very Judaic looking. I mean, the white and the blue, and it almost looks like she's wearing a Jewish prayer shawl just over its head. I mean, just disgusting. All right, so I just want to play some clips from a video that this is what gave me the idea in the first place. And, yeah, let me know what you guys think. All right.
Dr. Chatterjee, now you actually were, you testified.
Yes.
Against Mother Teresa's beatification in 2003 with Christopher Hitchens, as he's written about this. Now, she's seen as a sort of icon of caring, a sort of a benchmark of compassion. Mother Teresa. But there are aspects of her life and work that trouble a lot of people. What troubles you?
Well, I mean, where do you start? I mean, basically, anything that's known about her is shrouded in mystery and myth. Apparently she had runs a home for the dying. You don't have to go there. Just look at pictures of the home for the dying. The people there don't even have proper beds. I mean, they're made to lie on these hammocks called pallets. They're not allowed to get up. And during Mother Teresa's lifetime, it was official policy. Can you imagine that? Official policy to reuse needles over and over again.
That's an official policy to reuse needles over and over again. Really nice. Really, really nice.
And this was when HIV first came out. And absolutely no compassion there whatsoever.
They had limited resources.
Well,
there were beds, and Mother Teresa took them out because she said that people who were suffering would be close to God.
Yeah, if they suffered.
That's not comforting the dying.
People that were suffering would be close to God. This is very Judaic, Christian, Abrahamic, that suffering is good. We're here to suffer, right? We've been put on this earth to suffer as sinners, and our suffering will bring us closer to God. Really nice, Mother Teresa, real nice.
That's actually making things worse.
What about, have you ever heard of a hospice where their relatives and friends are not allowed to visit? They're not allowed to get up and walk. There's no yard to walk.
They're not allowed to get up from their little uncomfortable cots all day. I mean, they're not allowed to walk around. They can't see their family. How is that helping?
Brutalization.
Was she a hypocrite?
I was sick completely, yes.
Well, of course she was. She ran these places. And then when she was dying, she went to the most expensive clinic in Switzerland and had state-of-the-art treatment.
Not only when she was dying, she had any treatment. Mm. I'll show you pictures if you want. This is the Birla Heart Institute in Calcutta itself, where she had numerous angioplasties and heart treatments. She went.
We can't really see them on the television. No, but take your word for it. But,
For minor ailments, she went to the Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, California.
All right, well, where did the money go?
It went on religious activities. She kept her money in the Vatican Bank. Why? And why did she keep money in the Vatican Bank?
The Vatican Bank.
Absolutely. Ridden with scandal. You know, it had this connection with the Banco Ambrosiano of Naples, or you know, one of the Italian banks. And there were killings, mafiosi dealings. There were money laundering.
She took tainted money, didn't she?
Absolutely tainted money. And we don't know where the money is. You know, the Charles Keating, the
fraudster.
Biggest fraudster in U.S. history until then. He gave her, we know that he gave her $1.25 billion. Thousands of other people gave her loads of money. And they're all spent. Either they're languishing in the banks or they're spent on religious activities. And
she had connections with dictators, did she?
I don't mind if she had connections with dictators, but she spent her money, fruitfully and to the benefit of the poor.
Well, you were...
Mother Teresa's flagship institution is her home for the dying, a hospice which purportedly sweetens the last moments of otherwise destitute lives.
My initial impression was of all the photographs and footage I've ever seen of Belsen and places like that, because all the patients had shaved heads. There are no chairs anywhere. There are just these stretcher beds, and I like First World War stretcher beds. There's no garden, no yard even, no nothing. And I thought, what is this? This is two rooms with 50 to 60 men in one, 50 to 60 women in another. They're dying. They're not being given a great deal of medical care. They're not being given painkillers really beyond aspirin and maybe, if you're lucky, some Brufen or something for the sort of pain that goes with terminal cancer and the things that they were dying of. And I thought, what's the point?
Right from the very beginning, I wanted to serve the poor purely for the love of God and to give them what the rich people get with money. I wanted to give to the poor for the love of God.
They didn't have enough drips. The needles they used and reused over and over and over, and you would see some of the nuns rinsing needles under the cold water tap. And I asked one of them why she was doing it. She said, well, to clean it. And I said, yes, but why are you not sterilizing it? Why are you not boiling water and sterilizing your needles? She says, there's no point. There's no time.
All right. So if you want to watch more of that, it's called Mother Teresa, Man, Liar, Fraud. Just Google that. I think there was a whole series, but it might be gone. However, that one seems to still be up. So that's it for tonight. Thank you for listening. Please check out heathenherbs.com. We have the new wax wraps with pine resin. So they are a lot bendier and better. They're a better texture now. Same price, just a new formula. And they smell so good. They smell like pine trees. And yeah, we've got soap. We've got our dish and hand soap in stock. We have a little bit left. So if you want it, get it while you can, because it takes about a week for it to settle when I make more. So we kind of sell out for a while, but we have more left. Also, I will be putting up shampoo bars again. I just want them to cure for a day or two more. These ones came out kind of ugly, so I might give a dollar off. I just had issues with the recipe. I had like forgotten to put something in, so then I had to take them out of the molds, and then they don't look very pretty, but they still will work the exact same as the other ones. So look forward to those if you want them. And I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you. Bye.
I breathe you in and count to 10. I can't sleep in this town.